Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a brand new day. It is a pleasure to have you with us live here on a Saturday morning. I haven't seen a smile on your face like this in a while.
It feels natural being live.
It does.
And we'll have to do this more often.
We're back on the road again today.
We haven't been live in a long time.
But it is a pleasure to have you listening wherever you might be this morning to KSL Outdoors Radio. We've got a lot to do over the next couple of hours, so I want to jump right into it. Tim Hughes, by the way, along with Russ Smith from Sky Call.
Good morning.
And you are wide awake and raring to go.
Oh, yeah. I'm halfway through my kickapoo.
I think it's the spirit of the room here.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
We should tell everybody where we're at. We're sitting in the lobby of historic, legendary Ruby's Inn at Bryce Canyon National Park. Bryce Canyon actually was the first of our national parks to get up and running through this pandemic process, and that was a week ago, and I ran upstairs to the sales department, and I said, you know what, we really need to get down there. I know our friends at Ruby's are probably struggling right now, along with a lot of other businesses that are dependent on these national parks being running. And so we made a couple of quick calls, Gene Seiler, Lance Syrett, and we said, look, how can we make this happen? So here we are broadcasting today. We have a lot of great memories of this place.
Oh, sure do. My gosh. I do miss the overstuffed chairs out here. I got up early so I'd come down here and take a nap.
We had to move them so you'd stay awake for the whole show. but I think back on several trips that we made here.
Oh, yeah.
One was our border-to-border on ATVs, right. And we came in just in time to grab dinner over at Ebenezer's and be a part of the show over there. Didn't have time to take a shower.
Well, we came in dirty.
Because we were milking almost no gas in the tanks and limped our way to the Chevron up Highway 12. Literally limped. We pushed them into the end of the driveway and up to the pumps to get here. So that's one trip that I'll never forget. Yeah. Another one was when I came here with Kyle Petty and his dad, Richard Petty. Yeah. And we sat in one of the rooms here at Ruby's with Dad, Kyle Petty, the king of car racing, and had a conversation for probably a half an hour about what it was like to raise Kyle Petty as a kid and hear all the stories about the police bringing him back to the house because he was illegally riding his motorcycle. But so many great memories. Lance Syrett joins us here. Lance, it's so good to see you.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a pleasure to have you guys here. And this is nice. It kind of brings a sense of normalcy here to Ruby's Inn. Yeah. It's nice to have you guys.
Boy, that can't be overstated right now, can it? A sense of normalcy.
No, absolutely. As I say, it's this whole thing has made me appreciate, you know, the good times and the normal times. And, and it feels good to finally feel like we're building back to that. You know, for so long here at Ruby's Inn, it felt like we were just in a free fall. I was talking to somebody and they said, you know, it's a zero gravity environment. You just felt like you didn't have a foundation. You felt like every day there was something worse and you just weren't getting anywhere. And now, you know, with the national park being reopened, and kind of, you know, building back, we feel like we're building instead of just losing constantly.
Well, and Russ knows this as a businessman. You're used to having troubles and problems, but there are things, there are usually things you can control or things you can change.
Absolutely.
This is a helpless feeling.
Oh, it is absolutely helpless. You know, we went through, you know, the federal shutdowns. It seems like the federal government wants to close the national park every 3 or 4 years, you know, the 2008 downturn. So we've, you know, 9/11, we've had some bad times and we've weathered those, but this is unprecedented. There just has not been anything like this in the history of, you know, my tenure here. I know that there's been some lean times over the last 104 years, but this was really lean. This is a bad deal.
See if you can identify with this. I mean, we went from probably our best year ever
right
to absolutely nothing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
it's just strange. It's a strange feeling.
It's such a weird feeling. Yeah. But it's good, you know, since the national park got reopened, you know, again, we're building back. You know, this weekend has been fairly busy, and, you know, we're starting to get a little cash back in the bank. You know, I always tell people that you know, tourism and farming are the same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you have to make hay when the sun's shining during the season, and you hope you have enough hay in the barn to get you through the winter. And you know, and normally, you know, that March, April time frame is when we start, you know, putting some hay back in the barn. Right. And there just hasn't been. It's been a strange time.
Yeah. You mentioned 104 years.
Right.
It was Ruby and Minnie Syrett that came here,
yeah.
Laid their stake into the ground, not
yep.
knowing. The crazy part of that story yep. is, for anybody that hasn't heard it, not knowing that just over the hill, this place called Bryce Canyon
right.
now existed. And somebody
Absolutely.
From Tropic up the road came by and said, "Have you seen that hole in the ground over there?" And they said, "Nah, but we'll get in the buggy and go see it."
Yeah,
little did they know what would happen, huh?
Yeah, it's a funny story. Yeah, that Ruby and Minnie, they were my great-grandparents, you know, and they kind of sound like Disney characters. And, you know, I always say having a hotel right at the entrance to Bryce Canyon, it feels like having a hotel across the street from Disneyland until Disneyland's closed. And then and then it's, you know, it's like, why do you go to the hotel if Disneyland's closed? So, but, yeah, it's a great legacy. I love to tell a story about my great-grandparents and kind of what they started and how they kind of accidentally got into the tourism business. Like I say, he was a rancher and a farmer, and he just – here we are 104 years later, still trying to figure it out.
Bob Grove is going to join us, Bob and Mark, as a matter of fact, from Road Tripping with Bob and Mark.
Absolutely.
They've been traipsing around here for a couple of days, I think, shooting video and stuff for their podcast. He and I and Russ on the show have talked for weeks about the impact that this is having on small business. Mm-hmm. And I guess technically you're a small business, but compared to some of these, you're a pretty big operation.
Yeah, we're kind of a big fish in a very small pond. We're still a family-held business. You know, the joke was, it says the family grew, the business had to grow. So we just got a big family now and more mouths to feed. And, you know, during peak season, we go up to, you know, 550, 600. Some of those are part-time employees, but, yeah, we get a big staff. We get people here from all over the world. It's amazing what happens here every summer.
Russ and I were talking at dinner last night and again a little bit this morning about how pleasantly surprised we were to see the cars in the parking lot and a lot of families that are here.
Oh, yeah.
The pool is open.
Yep.
But you're still taking all the measures that you need to make sure that your employees and the people that come through that door are safe.
Yeah, I was going to say, I keep telling people, man, it's I've never seen this place. You know, it feels like a hospital, but like in a good way. You know, you come in and the cleanliness, you know, I mean, you look around and there's those sanitizer dispensers, you know, you can see three of them, you know, right from here, and you know, the glass, and we're taking every measure we can to protect our staff, protect our employees, protect our guests.
You know, all that being said, coming from Salt Lake, this is so refreshing to be here.
Yeah.
You got a couple of people with masks on, but you know, you come through the doors, you pretty much leave everything behind.
Yeah.
And it's just, everything's normal here. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and again, we're trying to keep that family atmosphere, that Western atmosphere on the front end. On the back end, you know, we're doing some pretty amazing things as far as, like, cleaning and, you know, the hotel rooms. You know, all the major chains are coming out with these new ultra-clean programs.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I had no idea what an electrostatic fogger was, you know, which is a small machine that looks like a paint sprayer that you go around the room and you hit everything one time and, you know, it sanitizes things. But, you know, technology, things like that, just little touch points in the room that maybe in the past were, you know, maybe a suspect point. And, you know, it's pretty amazing, the technology and the, you know, I guess my point is if you're worried about going and getting something, you're not going to get it. I mean, it's just, it's safe. So safe to travel.
Well, and much of the conversation, and rightfully so, because people have been locked down for a while, starts to turn from the physical health to the mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to speak from experience here because in my regular role at KSL now, Monday through Friday, for 4 hours every morning, Amanda Dixon and I are just regurgitating all of these numbers and statistics. And I always say when we're in the midst of that, I remind our listeners of the positive side, the number of recoveries rather than the number of deaths from this virus. And I say, you know what, as a dad and a granddad, I put myself in a position, if my kids or grandkids are sitting in front of me right now, I want them to know this is a serious situation, but I also want them to know it's going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you come down here, and as Russ said, you kind of leave everything at the door. I made a pact that I wasn't going to listen to any news for 3 days, which for me is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. Keeping things in perspective, and it is way easy to focus on the negative, but to focus on the positive and the good times and good times ahead and hope. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about people and their mental health during this crisis and how that's just important as the physical health. And, yeah, it's you got to focus on the positive. And this is a great place to do it. You know, you come out here, we don't even know what an inversion is up here. But, you know, so in sunlight, we're up here on top of the mountain, beautiful area. I keep saying, you know, this is like visiting the national parks back in like the 70s or 80s. When you look at how many people are here, you look at our room rates. I mean, you know, last night we're selling rooms for $69.95 plus tax.
This is the crazy thing.
It's crazy. And, you know, last 10 years, National Park's been busy and rates have been driven up. And, you know, you can't go to Moab in May for less than $300 a night. And, you know, even here, last year, probably on the same day, we were probably $150, $160. So if you're looking for that value, right now is the time to travel.
That's a point I tried to make yesterday with David Dujanovic on KSL in the middays.
Right.
I said, look, and Bob and I have talked about this, which we will do again in a minute, that there may not be another opportunity for people that live close to these national parks to see them without the international crowd because travel is tough.
Yep.
At prices that you're not going to find in peak season because businesses are desperate to get you there.
Got to get that hay in the barn.
Rent a room, have dinner, you know, buy some souvenirs, whatever that is. This may be the opportunity of a lifetime for people.
Absolutely.
And it's all within one tank drive, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I always throw around this joke, but it's serious that I talk to French people, I talk to Germans, Japanese all the time, and they'll say, this is my third time to Bryce Canyon National Park. And then I'll go up to Salt Lake City, and somebody will find out where I'm from, and I'm like, you know where Bryce Canyon National Park is? And they're like,
no,
I've never been there.
Yeah.
And that's pretty common. And, you know, we get little surveys and stuff from Wasatch Front Area, and they say, 50-something percent of the people have never been to the national parks in Utah. And
this should be the year.
This is the year. And, you know, you think about it, you know, not to bag on any destinations or anything like that, but there's a certain ick. I call it the ick factor scale, and you think about things like cruise ships. And, you know, people are obviously avoiding cruise ships, and there'll be a time to cruise again, you know, but right now, you know, people aren't safe. You know, a lot of people don't want to fly. This is the year to take that good old family road vacation, get in the car, come down here, stay in a safe hotel room, come see the national parks, and just kind of get back to those days of old.
Yeah. And if you're all about social distancing and you've got the lung power and the leg power, there are some hikes that are going to get you away just about anybody.
Yeah, as I say, this is a refreshing time. You know, in May, it starts getting hot in some of those places in your listener area. And, man, we're on top of a mountain. We're almost 8,000 feet in the air right here. You know, people think, well, Bryce Canyon, it's a canyon. It's low. No, we're on top of a mountain here. It's 8,000 feet, and it's going to be cool, you know, this summer. And come down and see us.
Yeah, and by the way, I was just going to check a temperature. It's probably lower 30s out there right now,
I bet it is. I didn't notice any frost out there, but it would not surprise me if you told me it was 31, 32 out there.
You know,
it's refreshing in the mornings.
With the low price on rooms, who the heck would want to go camp right now?
You know? Well, I think you're going to have our RV park and campground guy here.
Well, yeah, okay. But what a great place. What a great base camp for this whole area. Yeah.
I'll tell you the business we should have been in. I said this last night when we were done with dinner. I said we should have gone into the plexiglass business.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. As I say, it's amazing. And, you know, and it was amazing because, you know, there were shortages for a little while with masks and some of this, what they call PPE. That's the new buzzword, PPE.
Right.
And now it's coming out of the woodwork, and everybody's trying to sell us masks and PPE. And, but, you know, it's good. A lot of it's kind of things that, you know, they make sense. And, you know, maybe we could have been doing them for years. And, you know, it makes our staff feel safe. And, you know, we're nothing here at Ruby's Inn without our staff. So we got to keep those guys safe. And we don't want to threaten their health by any means.
I love your positive attitude, Lance. You're going to come back later in the show, and we'll talk more about what people can do and some of the deals you've got going on right now.
Absolutely.
Need to take a break. When we come back, Bob and Mark will join us, and we'll talk with them. Later in the show, we're going to talk about Ruby's Campground. That's been a hopping place, too.
That's been hopping.
So we will look forward to that conversation. We'll also check in with the Garfield County Tourism Office. Fallon Owens will join us from there. Bryce Canyon National Park Superintendent Linda Mazu will join us. And then we'll talk about the Dixie National Forest. Powell District Ranger Chris Wehrle will be on with us. So we look forward to a lot in the next couple of hours. Thanks for waking up with us this morning on a live edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. And we're back at Ruby's Inn at Bryce Canyon in just a minute.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
All right, welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. We are broadcasting live today at Ruby's Inn at Bryce Canyon. And yes, Bryce National Park is open. So is Ruby's, and we'll be telling you a lot more about the fantastic deals you can get for when you come down to bring the family, get a little injection of some positivity and a little fresh air and sunshine down here. We're joined now by Bob Grove, our old buddy, and Mark Wade, who is his old buddy.
That's right.
It's road tripping with Bob and Mark. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me turn.
There
we go.
Turn Mark on.
Turn Mark up a little bit. Bob, you've been on with us forever, off and on anyway, and we used to have some road adventures like this, far too few.
Yeah, I've been trying to pull you out, and it's been like pulling teeth.
I know. So we're glad we could do this today. But how did you and Mark get together?
Well, we originally met while I was going to school in Cedar City many moons ago. Mark and I met in Cedar City. He was going to school there as well, SUSC, before SUU. And that's where we both launched our careers into tourism, kind of took different paths, but eventually worked our way back. Mark's been living in St. George, and I moved there 10 years ago, and we
reconnected.
Yeah.
And so you hooked up with Bob on this podcast idea. Tell everybody what the thought behind what you're doing now is.
Bob and I have both been working as tourism marketing consultants for a long time, and we've been watching what's happening on social media. We've been helping clients with their social media work, and we've seen the opportunity there just to kind of reach out to the older demographic, if you will, the 30-plus, maybe, because there's a lot of people reaching that younger demographic. And we thought that we have something to bring to the table as far as our knowledge of Utah. Bob and I have been working in Utah for a long, long time, and we've been coming to Bryce Canyon for 30-plus years, and we know the area.
Yeah, I was picking both of your brains last night about a hike that Becky and I might go on today just to get down in there and take some pictures. All of our photos from past visits have been from up above, but I'm anxious to get down in. And you suggested a hike that's called the Queen's Garden.
Yeah, you can get there from sunrise. There's some of the trails are currently closed, Navajo Loop and some of the access from Sunset Point. So a great one that I like to take my groups on when I'm guiding tours. And here is the Queen's Garden. It's a trail that you can take your family on, takes you down to the bottom, and it's a different world at the bottom of the amphitheater than it is on the top. You're going to love it.
Yeah. You guys this year are going to put a real emphasis on helping some of the small businesses in these areas and these counties that are going to struggle so mightily simply because they couldn't open for business through this pandemic. And, Bob, you shared with us a couple of weeks ago the story of some that are adjacent to Zion National Park that, you know, they just don't know what their future is at this point.
It's going to be a different world for us in tourism this year. We're going to be missing a couple of layers that we're typically accustomed to seeing here. We're going to be hearing more English, let me put it that way, than we typically do. But a lot of these small communities throughout the what's called the Grand Circle region, which is southern Utah, northern Arizona, that Four Corners region, are really going to struggle this year because they rely very heavily on that international market. And so we're Mark and I are putting our resources together with our connections and to go out and help these small businesses. We want to talk up Bryce Canyon, Ruby's Inn. Lance and Gene have long been friends of ours forever. And we want to do what we can to try to tell the folks, because we really hit more of a regional market, and that's going to be the primary market this year. People are going to be staying in their regions and traveling.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody that's planning on traveling international. In fact, most of the clients I had that had trips planned have canceled everything. So this is the year, you know.
Well, we should make this point, too, that you guys are doing this on your own dime, Mark, right? I mean, it's not like you're getting paid for this, but you feel such a part of this community. And I, you know, not just speaking here of Ruby's in the Bryce area, but the community of tourism in Utah that is so important that you want to help.
Well, you look at Garfield County, for example. It's 4,000 square miles, and it's a lot of small towns, and there's a lot of small businesses here, aren't there? And that's the county that encompasses Bryce Canyon. And so there's a lot of people that are dependent on that life, that livelihood, and it's coming apart at the seams for them. And we're hopeful to just do a few things that would help jumpstart the bringing people back to them.
We're going to try and do that on this show as well going forward every week and dedicate several segments to it. You guys are going to come back and join us. We've got to take a break for news on the half hour. We are going to talk about the Ruby's Campground right after we get you a news update on the half hour. So let's do that now. We'll come back and have more live from Ruby's Inn. Again, it's rubysinn.com. You want to find out more information, here's a phone number you can call toll free, 800-468-8660. This is going to be the year for you to have that trip of a lifetime for you and your family. Feel safe, get some fantastic deals, and probably see these parks like you haven't seen them before. Maybe you're seeing them for the first time. We'll be back with more here in just a minute.